father asked me to give you this cloth as additional protection.
Oh, great.
He does appreciate you here and appreciate your spirit so much.
Wonderful.
I wish you'd tell me exactly again what happened, because I didn't quite get it when I was sitting there. He telephoned you?
No, he didn't. I think the neighbor, you know, the first name is Karen.
Mm-hmm.
And she called me and said, this is passage in personal secondary. Now, I'm trying to be truthful as far as she either said Karen Valentine or Maidenstone or somebody, Karen somebody, but anyway, the first name was Karen. And she said, he said, tell you that he loved you and to stay very close with him in the next few days because you're going to be very close.
What did happen?
No.
But
yes, it did.
But something did happen. You actually were in a dangerous situation.
Yes,
and you feel that his warning there.
Oh, yeah. And so I came down to personally convey my appreciation. And I feel that I communicated with him sitting there. I think he was going to say Jim Stone. It didn't have to be Jim. It could have been me. And I told you that if you go in that house and there's a big snake or an alligator or somebody there, I'm sure Mr. Kennedy would have appreciated it today if somebody had told him that Oswald was up there with a gun.
I'm sure that's
true. And he would have said, well, now, I don't want to send this person word, whoever that man is. I'd like to thank him.
Mm-hmm.
So this is your message.
Well, I'm certainly glad that you did get
father's
warning that he did help you in that way.
Yeah. He said to us, they said I could visit whenever I like.
Of course.
I won't wear this bag.
Myself,
from time
you know,
to time, I'll always come by and listen to the teaching, because I really like the teaching. They're a little deep, but if you sit there with me, pick up your bag, you skip your budget, they lose you.
You get there
eventually. Yeah.
Well, good. All right, I just
I might not be able to come as regular as I like, but I always come in.
Well, that's nice. You'll be so welcome whenever you come.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And, well, I owe him again. Thank him for this.
Pardon me?
Every day somebody told me that
you didn't have money to make those other songs.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, welcome.
Do you have a black billboard type board?
Well, the only thing is that,
everybody's dead without it. Get a look, John. I help her. I have her. Everything she's been gone, everything they want.
Isn't there anybody close by that you can call in to help you, you know?
In the meantime?
Like do washes and stuff like that? No neighbors at all?
Well, yeah, I got neighbors. Yeah, no, I ain't talking about stuff like that. That's no problem. You know, plants in like the property and stuff we own, you know, like up in Lancaster, the 3-4 houses we own, stuff like this, you know.
Uh-huh.
See, when I came to out the neighbor.
Maybe I can go write a note.
I didn't have a thing.
Linda, this is Uncle. What?
Yeah. And ever since I've been with her, she's been a good luck thing. And I love her, you know. And everything I got goes to her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ain't nothing in my name. It's all her, you know. But if we keep on doing like we're doing right now and don't get ourselves on the right side of the fence, we're going to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't make sense. And we both got to sit down and get it together and say, hey, we got to do it this way or this way. And And we got kids, you know. And they gonna need these things. We might not. You know, but if we don't sell down and stop, and she's been trying for the long. It's not her fault. It's not her fault, Wilson. It's my fault. Because I wouldn't stop to listen every time that she was telling me. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not putting nothing on her. She's a good woman. She's a beautiful woman.
She is.
She's a beautiful woman.
I think you've been very fortunate.
Hey, baby. Hey, you know something? Yes, my right hand to God. If God would ask for this arm right now for her, I would give it to her. I mean that. And if I lose it, everything I got is gone. All because you.
Well, you're not married to her, so you really wouldn't be losing her. I mean, if it, I mean, I say you aren't. You know, you said. You know, like you aren't legally, you know.
No, we're not legally married now, but we've been staying under the same roof for the last 5 years.
Yeah, right.
You understand?
No, yeah, I understand.
Now, I had told her this. I said, okay, I said, all right, I said, give me a month to get the money together. And we get the marriage and things. I said, straighten up, you know. And then we get this thing figured out.
This is what you were telling her this weekend? You telling her this today?
Yeah, well, I've been talking to her today, you know. So she said, well, she says, sounds good, but whatever father say, I'll do it. You know, this is the same thing she keeps telling me.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I want you to understand, you know, like, I've talked to her, not only myself, but there have been many sisters that have spoken with her over the past, you know, week, couple of weeks, and even before then, really. Before this whole incident has come up. And, you know, she's pretty, you know, like you said, she's a pretty capable woman, very capable, as a matter of fact. And a lot of the thoughts and decisions that she's been making have come from her own head. I mean, you know, like all of us, you know, talk about, you know, Pastor Jones, because Pastor Jones has been, you know, a source of strength for all of us.
Can I ask you a question? I ain't say cutting you off.
Oh, okay.
Can I ask you a question?
You are, but go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, but I'll take your question, then. What is it? What you going to
ask? Do you think that there's a chance of me and my wife going back together?
I think she outlined it in her and that was, you got up and confessed, and, you know, it was sincere.
Hey, if I get up there, I'm not going to live up there. I don't have bullshit, you know. That's not me. You know, she can tell you, and she can tell you. She can tell you if he says something, he means it. Yeah. She can tell you that.
Well, see, over the phone, though, when we talked on the phone a little bit ago, she said, you know, she wanted to see deeds and actions.
Right.
That's, you know, she was saying
she wanted to see me do
yourself.
These things.
Right. That's what she meant by prove yourself.
Right.
So
she wanted to see
how.
Me do these things. And so she said, get up. You know, so, I mean, hey, man, I'm tired. I can't do too much for myself right now. I'm on disability. I got one of my bones messed up, leg messed up, back messed up, ears. Right now, see, if she leaves now, see, I can't keep you up. I can't keep you stuck there.
You mentioned returning to Louisiana, to your father's place.
Yeah, well, I have to go somewhere. Somebody take care of me.
Uh-huh.
How much property do you
have? You're talking about three houses.
Cash money.
Oh, 80, 60. Stop out here to give y'all, put it on y'all shows. I just. I'm a grown and serious.
That's all y'all talked about these last days, then?
Oh, no, we talked about, us. We talked about us. Yep. She wants to. She wants to, but she's scared.
Scared of what?
She's scared that I'm not going to do what I said I was going to do. Somehow, I don't know. Somebody told her something I was going to hurt, and I ain't told nobody I was going to do nothing
to her. Have you ever?
No, sir.
Never hit her?
I slapped her, but just hurt her, no. Somebody told her, whole lot of lies and stuff like that. I supposed to have a gun over there in the car. You remember that thing that come over there? Somebody told her I had a gun sitting over there in the car. Hey, man, I'm sitting on a guard's shirt. Auntie called and told somebody called and told somebody down there that I was sitting over in the lot with the gun, and the only thing I said, I don't have a key to get in.
I didn't have a key to get in. And I still don't have a key. But Dick, not that you had one that day, but you've dealt with guns before and have them in your home.
Well, they in my house.
Yeah, right. So I mean, but
I don't bring them out here.
Yeah, but judging, you know, like judging from the mood that you were in, then
no, nobody, wrong. Nobody even judged me having a gun.
Uh huh.
Because I don't carry no gun. Only time you see me pick up a gun, I got a batch of money going to the bank. Somebody's out there running around my house doing something they ain't got no business.
Uh-huh.
I am the only two times.
I wasn't able to talk to Jim, of course, but I was talking to some of the secretaries, and they said, you know, if you can interfere in your personal life like that to make that decision, that would be, her decision to make.
Yeah, I'm just going by what she's
saying. Well, why don't you tell her? Because this comes, from the staff.
Well, no, she ain't gonna believe me.
Well, I can tell her. What's your last name, Adam?
Altus. Susan, man.
What's your name?
Altus Sellers.
Altus?
Alta, A-L-T-A.
Ellis?
Sellers. S-E-L-L-E-R-S.
Sellers.
You got my card.
I put it down because I was going to show it to Jim's.
Well, you got to get back to me.
Yeah, I'll have to get it.
Her name is Alta Sellers.
office doors.
I was going to ask you, you know, what do you think about it?
What do you think about it? I think, hey, man, you ever tell you what I think about it? I went to court the other day. I'm going to tell you what I think about it. I had this little thing right here.
What'd you go to court for?
It was old thing they had filed a violation on, but they kicked it out. It should have been on top. I went to court the other day. And I don't know what made me do it, you know. I thought about what Arthur said, you know.
439-48.
And I took it.
4949 Social Security. U.S. Steel Corporation employee.
And I put it, you know, back into the fold. Stuck it in the pocket like this.
Picture?
That to me. And the whole time I was talking to Jerry, he said, Jerry said two words. Tom, where are you going? Do you know what I think about?
Oh, well, he's inside.
Sure.
You want to come with me and get in the car? Yeah.
Okay.
And then wait a minute.
You better have to go in here and talk to him. Yeah. I'll stay here.
Now let's just see if this microphone works for regular dictation purposes. I started off with this machine at about position 220, and we'll just see what kind of response I get from this dictation on this microphone, which seems available to turn it off and turn it on without too much trouble.